A human rights group says China has released a political dissident 5 years early. At the same time, a Shanghai lawyer was sentenced to 3 years in prison for stealing state secrets after he took a property company to court. A spokesman for the group Human Rights in China, or HPIC, says jailed political dissident Kang Yunchun was released on Tuesday, 5 years before his 17-year prison term ended. Kang was arrested in 1992 because of his participation in two groups connected with the 1989 student-led pro-democracy movement that ended in bloodshed. Researcher and spokesman for Human Rights in China, Nicola Beckwin, said Kang was sentenced on a number of charges, including counter-revolutionary incitement.
He should not have been prosecuted and sentenced in the first place. We think that the Kang Yuchun's release is kind of a goodwill gesture from the Chinese government on the eve of the EU-China summit.
While the group welcomed Kang's early release, it emphasized that China's action should not be seen as easing its suppression of human rights. The group notes that 8 other democracy advocates arrested in 1989 are still in prison. Also Tuesday, HPIC and other human rights groups criticized China for the sentencing of lawyer and activist Zhang Enchong to 3 years in prison. The Shanghai lawyer was charged with stealing state secrets as he fought a property developer on behalf of 500 people displaced by the development. Human rights groups said Chinese authorities used the case to dissuade lawyers from challenging property companies and to keep them from defending the thousands of residents who lose their homes to large property developments. Mr. Beckler says the charge of stealing state secrets is intentionally vague and often used to quiet dissenting voices.
The simple fact that he was sentenced on state secret charges reflect very clearly that the Chinese authorities did not have anything concrete against him.
Mr. Zheng's lawyer says he will appeal his client's sentence. In another development involving a charge of stealing state secrets, a Chinese-born naturalized U.S. citizen was released Monday, 2 years before the end of his prison sentence. Fong Fu Min arrived in the United States on Tuesday after years of U.S. government demands that he be freed. Catherine Maria, VOA News, Hong Kong.